You all?
Hello?
Can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I'm not selling anything, sir. I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your answers will be confidential, okay?
No, I suppose it could.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. What's your question?
Okay, perfect. Okay, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know that we're calling on your cell phone, so if we can make this quick as possible, and we would really appreciate your time.
I'm sitting in my backyard.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am African American.
Okay. So it would be white or Caucasian, right?
No, I said African-American.
Oh, African-American. I'm sorry. I couldn't get it. African-American. Got it. Okay. And what is your age, sir?
72.
Thank you. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably
I
vote?
I always vote. Always.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10. Yeah.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not happy with it, so let's just go with dissatisfied.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? And is that a strongly approve or disapprove or somewhat approve, disapprove, if the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
That's the question I can't answer.
Okay.
I don't know all the responsibilities of his office, of his job.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard about a person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden.
Well, I guess 50.
Okay.
I don't believe in judging people. I'm neutral on most people.
Okay. Project 2025.
Say that again.
Project 2025.
Project 2025.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Then so like never heard of, right?
Right.
Tammy Baldwin.
50.
J.D. Vance.
50.
Okay. The Democratic Party.
50.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
50.
The Republican Party.
50.
Okay. And Donald Trump.
50.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I prefer not to say.
Okay.
That's private.
And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
That's private.
Okay. And what do you need to hear more about from candidates in order to make a choice?
Oh, I've made a choice. It's just for private. The choices that I make, I don't say publicly who it is.
Okay. Just give me one moment. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 100, where 100 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number you would like between 0 and 10. Number 1.
That's still actually to say a preference as to who I would like to vote for. I don't think I want to go any further with this.
No, as I read, you can use the scale from 0 to 10.
I know, it's making a scale. It's making a scale of judging someone based off of what people say, and I don't do that.
I understand, so, sir, but you have the options to select either 0 to 10 or refuse to answer, and that's okay.
All right. I mean, if you want to go through the time of doing it, we can do it. But like I say, I won't be given a preference.
Okay. Not a problem. Let me go just through it. We're about to finish it, okay?
All right.
Okay. So Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down cost and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging if we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living. It's Kamala Harris who's fighting to help working people get ahead. Not convinced at all, somewhat very convinced, or refuse to answer?
I refuse to answer because it's all hearsay.
Okay. Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the name of people sent to prison for weed dropped rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses. Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, very convincing, or don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our bodies and not have the government tell us what we can or we cannot do. As president, she will fight to pass a bill that would reverse the overturning Roe v. Wade, codifying and restoring women access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives. Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, very convincing, or don't know?
Don't know.
Okay, thank you very much.
But I do know that the Bible speaks against, talks about having about life.
Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's okay if you didn't, because one more, if the elections of president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, undecided, wouldn't vote, other, or refuse?
I refuse.
Thank you. And once again, please rate the level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote this year. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
Well, 10, I gotta think about it. I always vote.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving, now I'm going to read you some of the reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please reach using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote. 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason to vote. 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use numbers between 0 and 10, okay? Now, elections have real consequences in our lives. Trump-packed Supreme Court has undetermined our rights and freedoms. They have overturned Roe v. Wade, taken away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative action laws which help people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunities, rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected students' loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the court. We must vote to put a check on his out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, very convincing, or don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends who, in return, take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more rigging of the system for the rich instead of rewarding hard work so the working people can get ahead. Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, very convincing, or don't know?
Don't know.
Thank you. Yeah, we are 90% completed with this survey. Okay, we're about to finish. If Donald Trump is selected, we can expect to attack for rights and freedom. Trump and MAGA extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights or voting rights and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There's no telling how much damage he could do with a second term, but we do know that he has promised to be a dictator on one day. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into the power. Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, very convincing, or don't know.
Don't know.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of the history of slavery and racism in this country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all the children for a more united future. If we want the history for all children to learn to emphasize the contributions and the importance of all Americans, regardless of race, we must vote to achieve that. Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, very convincing, or don't know.
Don't know.
Thank you.
I'm finna end this, because I know everybody has to make a living and everything. So, but whatever they are paying you for to do this survey, it is truly not worth it in value, because you're asking people to give you opinions and tell you where they stand on things. And some things is not meant to be put in surveys. They want to know what I'm saying. Bring the TV camera and stuff to me, and I would tell them what I say live on the TV, but not in a survey. Thank you. Have a good day.
Hello?